farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In today's program, Agriculture Ministry to establish revolving scheme to boost sheep and goat production. And later, our proverb of the day. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Good morning, and thank you for waking up with us.
April 1? Have mercy. That means I have little time left. I have to go today.
April 1? Why the mad rush?
I want to renew my private letterbox and it must do April 1. By the way, why don't you apply for one?
What's it good for?
Well, you can get your mail anytime you want. Night, day, public holiday, after post office lock, and if you write me, only you, me, and my letterbox know.
So, it expensive?
No man, it very affordable.
Alright. Come and make sure we have a private letterbox from Jamaica Post.
Jamaica Post also offers private letterbox rentals for housing developments and business complexes. Get yours today. Call 1-888-JAMPOST for more information.
The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries is to establish a revolving scheme program to provide goats and sheep to farmers in a bid to develop the small ruminant sector. The ministry, through its Research and Development Division, will be providing animals to the College of Agriculture, Science and Education case for the scheme.
And this forms part of the Caribbean Fund for Commodities project aimed at increased production of small ruminants in the Caribbean.
The Research and Development Division will monitor and provide technical support relating to the use of reproductive technologies such as artificial insemination and embryo transfer. This is to increase the productive capacity of the animals. Once the animals produce offspring, they will be made available to farmers throughout the parish of Portland.
And you, the farmers, will in turn also become involved in the revolving scheme to ensure the multiplier effect. So if, for example, we start with 5 goats, which each produces 2 offsprings, you will then have 10 new animals for distribution to someone else, while you will retain the first 5 for further reproduction and distribution. This will be a very important project for the small ruminant sector as we seek to substitute the importation of goat and sheep meat into Jamaica. And so we look forward to fully rolling it out and getting you, the farmers, involved.
Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries, Derek Kellyo. And now for our proverb of the day.
Rock stone a river bottom, can no sun at.
And this means, he who feels it, knows it.
PICA is pleased to advise that residents of St. Anne's Bay and surrounding areas can now apply and obtain passports at PICA's St. Anne's Bay office, located inside the St. Anne's Bay Post Office at 9 Main Street. Submit your passport application between 8:30 and 4 from Monday to Thursday and 8:30 to 3 on Fridays to receive your travel document in 14 working days. PICA, securing our borders, safeguarding our sovereignty.
The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JASIF, is now located on the ground floor, Dorchester Building, 11 Oxford Road, Kingston 5. Please note that the entrance to our office is on Norwood Avenue. Our telephone number remains the same. Call us at 968-4545. Remember, JASIF is now located at 11 Oxford Road, Kingston 5, entrance on Norwood Avenue. JASIF, investing for community development.
JIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
That's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. Join us again next time. Until then, you can keep up with us by visiting our website at jis.gov.jm, checking out our Facebook page, or downloading the JIS app from the Google Play Store. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Anjuie James Sawyers, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.